Hebrews 3:1 Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. 3:2 Who was faithful, to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful, in all his house. 3:3 For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. 3:4 For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. 3:5 And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. 3:6 But Christ, as a son over his own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? 3:7 Wherefore as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, 3:8 Harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. 3:9 When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. 3:10 Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. 3:11 So I swear, in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. 3:12 Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. 3:13 But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. 3:14 For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. 3:15 While it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. 3:16 For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt, by Moses. 3:17 But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? 3:18 And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? 3:19 So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.